Thank you, Lizanne. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining this Q2 FY22 earnings call for the Dharamsi Banerjee Chemicals Company Limited. The results and investor updates have been emailed to you and are also available on the stock exchange. In case anyone does not have a copy of the same, please do write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results of the quarter and answer your questions, we have today with us Mr. Vimal Gokaldas, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Dilip Gokhale, Executive Director, Mr. Chirag Shah, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Omkar Mahamankar, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance, which will be followed by the Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that everything said in this call reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be constituted as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the uncertainties and the risks that the company faces. These uncertainties and risks are included, but not limited to, what we've mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual reports, which you'll find on our website. With that said, I'll now go hand over the call to Mr. Vimal. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon to all the investors who've joined this conference. Thank you for your time. I'll take a couple of minutes to brief you about the operations for this quarter. As you have probably seen from the result, the top line for the second quarter is almost the same as the top line for the first quarter, just a small increase. It's substantially higher in terms of top line compared to the same quarter in the previous year. What we've this time, and this is a common phenomenon across all industries, at least across all the chemical industries, is that the prices, particularly of the raw materials, had increased substantially during this quarter. If you compare the consumption of raw materials, it's up by 6 crores compared to the previous quarter, and the top line is up by just about 1 crore. As you are all aware, the specialty chemical business of the company, which is about two-thirds of our business, we can compensate for increase in raw material costs, and that will happen in subsequent quarters, not in the same quarter, because normally we have quarterly or half-yearly agreements. As far as the bulk chemical business is concerned, which was about one-third of our total sales, it was a flat quarter in terms of pricing. While the raw materials went up, we could not pass on substantially the prices to the customers. The other part of this is the freight component has increased, which is again a global phenomenon. Ocean freight has gone up across the board, and we have made paying much more per container for our exports than we did in the past. It has also been a challenge to get adequate containers, and we see this challenge continuing for the time being. What we have done, though, is in a lot of cases, in most of our overseas business, we have ex works or FOB pricing built in. A lot of the container freight increases will be passed on to the customers. However, in this quarter, at least between 1 crore-1.5 crore had to be absorbed by us. As far as the projects are concerned, we are working on a major project at Dahej, and we expect that to be commissioned in this quarter. It was slightly delayed because of excessive rain at Dahej, which didn't allow us to do the work as we would have liked. Prior to that, of course, there were COVID-related delays in supply of equipment. Things are getting streamlined now, and we expect to commission this quarter. The debottlenecking and expansion at Roha is also underway and completed as of now. We've also done a multipurpose plant at Dahej, which we will be commissioning shortly. With that, I'd like to pass it back to Abhishek and open the floor to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Vidya Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Mr. Verma, go ahead.
Hello, hello, sir. Sir, my question is on the R&D front. If you could help us understand how we are progressing with our R&D, because earlier we mentioned our focus on amide fuels and cell phones, but currently cell phones is on hold. Have we made any progress in amides and fuels? Also, are we working on any new products? If you can give some information about it, it would be really helpful. Even if you don't want to share the name, that is fine. But yeah. And also, I have a follow-up question on cell phones. Are we reconsidering the cell phone status? As I understand, the end user market has now started to pick up. So yeah, that is all of it.
So thank you, Ms. Verma. What we have with cell phones is it's not just one product; it's multiple products. And what we had planned was a dedicated plant for one of the cell phones. So thanks to the whole COVID slowdown last year, we decided not to progress with this, as the demand in the end applications, which was mainly thermal paper, would not have materialized, and we would be entering a very sort of a market which there would be too much competition. So we didn't want to put resources at that time. Then we have, you know, we've been investing our time and money on projects at other projects at Roha and Dahej both, where we have better visibility on the end use, and we have, you know, contractual customers in place. So we've decided to progress those. Now, until our current investment cycle is over, we will not take up any additional investment. So until Q4 of this year, we don't expect to start any new projects. Just to inform you, though, that, you know, the process development on the cell phones, even the one which we have held up, the investment, is complete. And we have a viable viable production process, which we will invest in at the right time. We are continuing to do these cell phones in our multipurpose plants. So we have customer validation and things like that happening. But we will not invest in a dedicated plant at the current time. The market is, in the meantime, looking much better than before. There is more visibility. And as and when we can allocate the resources, we may decide to invest. Our R&D, meanwhile, is working on, continuing to work on, you know, an alternative process for thiols. We are doing other cell phones as well. We are doing the amides, and working on other intermediates for the pharmaceuticals, for the agrochemicals, and for the coating industries. So, and also our R&D is active in, you know, debottlenecking our existing plants. So that's been our focus at this time.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of G1 Patwa from Candy Floss Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vimal. I want to understand, in the bulk commodities you are saying, the prices have been stagnant, but the raw material price has gone up. So if I actually look at sulfuric acid prices, it has actually been very strong. So I couldn't understand why there has been margin contraction in bulk chemicals.
So, you know, I won't get into the specifics of the pricing, Jeevan, but what I can say is that during this quarter, which is July, August, September, the sulfur price increase was much more than the acid price increase, and which resulted in contractions in the bulk chemicals margins.
Okay.
What any increase would have happened post that, not during this time.
Okay. And secondly, in case of our CapEx plans, so the initial two projects were actually completed, right? The 20 crore CapEx is already done, and 50 crore CapEx on sulfuric acid plant is going to be commissioned in this particular quarter. That's what you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Jinesh Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Sir, in previous quarter's call, you had mentioned that we are going for listing on NSE, the National Stock Exchange. So, have we any update on the same?
Yes. So we've already applied last month for listing on NSE. And it's, you know, the application is under scrutiny, and we expect it'll go through the due process, and we'll keep you informed about listing on that. But it's already been applied for.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin K. from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, my first question would be on the margins and passing on this raw material price hike. So have this process already started, or we expect some more time for this to happen?
You know, we, like in the bulk chemicals, we can't really guarantee that we can pass on the price up or down to the customers. But in the specialty chemicals, there is better visibility and better sort of continuity, and with limited suppliers, you know, normally we have, and limited customers, normally we have long-term contracts which are based on the raw material prices, but they are adjusted on a quarterly or half-yearly basis. It depends on, you know, what we decide with individual customers. So with recent increases, like the increase during July, August, September, that would be passed on in the October to December quarter, and so on.
Sure, sir. And sir, we used to take annual shutdown maintenance for a month or so. So when is that planned for the next one?
So we don't expect to have it during this financial year.
Sure, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, two questions. The first one is, you know, slightly longer term question, and maybe, you know, requires some strategy related, input from your side. So, you know, we are doing 30-40 crore, profit run rate, and, you know, in last one and a half, 2 years, we've invested 80-100 crores on the CapEx. Now, as you said, that we will initiate new CapEx only after, you know, once we stabilize this. But looking at, you know, like 2-3 years out, when you actually start utilizing this capacity, we may be generating much higher profit. So with that, will our incremental CapEx plan be bigger? And are we positioning in terms of product pipeline and everything to ensure that we are able to reinvest this capital and higher profit into the business, if you can throw some light on that?
Sure. Your question is right, you know, that once we start generating cash flows from this investment, we expect to have, much better in terms of our cash profit. So certainly we would be able to do more projects with less leverage. I've also mentioned that in the past calls that the current investment includes a large part of it in the bulk chemicals, which is the sulfuric acid plant at Dahej. And further on in Dahej as well as in Roha, all our investments for the next few years would be on the specialty chemical side. You know, and what we have looked at historically is focused on products which would give us a better margin than a better top line. So I'm not sure we will actually go into bigger projects, but we will certainly go into more specialty chemical projects which have a better bottom line percentage. So certainly our appetite and our ability to handle multiple investments will be better with improved cash flows. But not necessarily that we'll go for bigger products, if that was your question.
No, my question was more with respect to redeployment of the higher profit. And I think probably you are, what you are saying is that maybe you will take up multiple such projects, you know, maybe for smaller products where you can maintain margin. Is that understanding correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have enough products in the pipeline for that.
Okay. Okay. Great, sir. And second question, sir, I think, you know, is this understanding regarding this contract manufacturing CapEx that we have done, is our understanding correct that, you know, this is more of a initial testing out kind of a phase, and if all goes well, there is opportunity, of course, subject to mutual agreement, to kind of scale it up and, you know, do, you know, much larger investment and contract for the same product or more product. Any thoughts on that?
No, no. This is actually, the word contract manufacturing may not be exactly correct. It's manufacturing under a contractual agreement. You can probably, Abhishek, if you're listening, we just might need to adjust that. It's manufacturing under a contractual agreement. It's not typically the contract manufacturing that we would use, term that we would use. But, you know, this is a, you know, for a particular customer who would be our anchor customer, and it's the investment we have put in would you know, more than fulfill the need of this particular customer. So there is no question of further scaling on this.
Okay, got it, sir. And the last question on this boron side, I think on the bulk side we have been facing challenges on RM side for quite a while. So any resolution on site from regulatory perspective, or you think that you know, we'll have to live with whatever it is today?
So we are taking up the matter with the Ministry of Chemicals as well, and also with the Ministry of Agriculture. At the moment, it's a status quo. We haven't made any headway. So we'll see where to go. We'll take a decision.
Okay, great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dinesh Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, of lately we are reading that China market is slowing down, and whereas US market is continuously growing and going up. Sir, any color on how our company has some kind of opportunity of this, and some color on the market itself? Thank you.
So in general, there are supply challenges from China. You have been reading about electricity issues and other issues. At the same time, there are logistical challenges to transport material from anywhere to anywhere. So, whether it's from China to India, India to US, India to Europe, doesn't matter. There are just not enough containers right now, and there is a lot of increase in ocean freight. So, So there are different challenges. Now, what has happened in the recent past, because of a lot of the geopolitical developments, people are looking at replacing part of their procurement from China with other sources. So India is a natural beneficiary of a China plus one policy. And we are seeing some direct as well as some indirect benefit of that. But at the same time, European and American companies may also like to start manufacturing backward integrated products at their own, in their own countries. So it's not necessarily that they will come to India only. They may go to other third countries, or they may bring the product manufacturing home. At the moment, there is a constraint from China. Also, not to say that the Chinese will not eliminate those constraints. They have been very good in the past at overcoming these issues. And they have huge capacities, they have huge resources. And I think if they choose to, they could probably resolve their issues in a few months' time. It's on the supply side. On the geopolitical side, it's a slightly different story. So we'll have to see how this develops. But the kind of products we are in, we have been competing against China, and in future also we will continue to do the same.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants: anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one. The next question is in the line of Vidya Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. I actually have a couple of questions. So I'll start with my first one. The first one is on the financial side. So in the last two quarters, our top line has moved from 50 crores a quarter to around 70. So just wanted to understand how much of this is price driven and how much of this is volume driven.
So I don't have exact numbers, but I can tell you that in the specialty chemicals, there's been a growth in the volume side as well as the price side. And on the bulk chemicals, it's not been as good. There could have been a stagnant or even a slight decline. So, but a large part of, we haven't yet seen the impact of our investments yet in up to the Q2 results. So most of this or a large part of this would be due to the price increase and not the volume increase. In specialties, there is a volume increase as well, but I'm talking about overall.
Okay, thank you, sir. I have a couple. I'll just go on with the next one, actually. My next question to you, sir, is that we are basically witnessing a lot of, when we are seeing the chemical companies, we see that, that there is...
Ms. Verma, your audio is not clear. Can you use the handset mode while speaking?
Is this better? Can you hear me?
Ma'am, we're able to hear you, but it's not clear.
Is this better?
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah? Okay. I'll just go on. See, as I was saying, this financial question, in the last two quarters, as we are witnessing that with a lot of chemical companies, the companies haven't been able to pass on the rising input costs to the customers, especially in this inflationary environment. So my question to you, sir, is what are we going to do as a company to overcome this challenge? What is our plan to do that? And also, will we be able to pass on the entire increase, or will there be some sort of dent in our margins, especially in the near future? especially until the operational environment does not become better?
So I can't give you a specific forward-looking answers to this, but what I have said in the past, you know, is that, and which stands true today as well, is that for most of our specialty chemical business, we have contracts wherein the price of raw materials is factored in. So any increase in the price of raw materials is fully passed on to customers. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Only there could be a delay of a quarter or two. Depends on whether it's a six-monthly contract or a quarterly contract. In the bulk chemicals, which is about one-third of our business, there is no such formula pricing. So that is completely sort of market dependent. Hello.
The line for the current participant has got disconnected.
Okay.
We'll move on to the next participant. That is from the line of Aman Vij from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is related to the capacity utilization which we are targeting for the three capex, basically multi-purpose plant, debottlenecking, as well as the sulfuric acid plant which is coming up in Q3. So for Q3 and Q4, what kind of utilization should we expect in these three capex, as well as for by when can we expect full utilization of these three capex, if you can talk about them individually?
So I can't give you a specific answer on that. Again, that's forward looking. What I can tell you is that, you know, the bulk chemicals plant we have to run. So the acid plant we have to run at, 70% plus capacity, most likely 90% plus, which is a given. We have customers for that. Even the debottlenecking at Roha, the specialty chemicals at Dahej, we have good visibility on the customer side. But I can't give you a number on capacity utilization. In general, we are making these investments, and I've said this before, because there is a pull from the market side.
Sure, sir. And the final capex will be coming by Q4, which is that specialty part. That is still on track?
Yes.
Sure. And my second question is on the new product side. If you can talk about what kind of traction are we seeing in the 2-3 products which we have recently launched, an update basically, compared to last quarter.
Right. So basically, on the amides, we are seeing good traction. Thiols is slightly slower than that because of some raw material supply restrictions. But on the other sulfones which we are doing, we are seeing good traction as well. So from the market side, I can make a general statement that we have no issues at all at this time. And really the challenge is to get our plants up and running as soon as possible.
Sure, sir. The final question is on the boron side. So you had roughly hinted in the last con call about a possibility that we might need to go for some raw material boron boric acid capex if the situation doesn't change. So when can we expect any further update on a decision whether to go for backward integration, since if the government doesn't change the rules?
Yeah, so that is still not decided, And currently, our hands are full with our existing projects. So we are not willing to take on another project on our plate. And we'll take a decision on this by end of December. But really, we won't start the investment until this CapEx cycle is complete, which is by April. But, you know, we reiterate what we said earlier, that if, you know, we don't make any headway in sourcing, we'll have to manufacture ourselves.
Yeah, sure. If you can talk about what is the utilization in that boron site currently, which we are running at.
So it's around 60%.
And is my assumption right that we would have shifted more towards the specialty part given limited raw material availability on the boric acid side, or is the mix still similar when the utilization was higher?
No, could you repeat your question?
So we had both commodity part in this business as well as specialty part. So my question was, given the limited availability of raw material, is the assumption right that we would have shifted more towards the specialty part, or it's like the mix will be similar to what it was, say, last year in boron business specifically?
Yeah, so of course we would like to move more to the specialty part, but it's not only a question of availability. It's availability at the right price. So the boric acid which is available in India is at a much higher price than what we would need to optimally utilize our specialty chemical downstream assets. And this is why we need to either have our own boric acid manufacturing or get import permits.
What is the quantum of increase of the Indian boric acid versus when we used to import?
Sorry, say again?
What is the difference in price between the imported boric acid versus what is available in India?
So, offhand, I don't know an exact number, but I know it's, you know, there's more than a 30% difference.
Yeah, ballpark number.
Yeah, around 30% difference.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankit from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in this, all the CapEx, if you can tell us what can be the assets and be generated from the individual CapEx, the five CapEx that we are undertaking?
So, again, it varies because, again, it depends on raw material prices and all. But in general, you know, for the bulk chemicals, it is 1 to 1.5x. And for the specialty chemicals, it could be anywhere 1.5 to 2.5 in that range.
Okay. And multipurpose also can be in that range, 1.5 to 2.5?
I didn't hear that properly.
Sir, for the multipurpose plant CAPEX that we are undertaking at the age, that can also be, you know, 1.5 to 2.5x asset terms?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know,
multipurpose plant, you know, the... it's not necessarily correct that you will always utilize the capacity, whereas the dedicated plants, we have much better visibility. Multipurpose plants, by definition, you know, would be more flexible, but also would not have the same kind of efficiency as a dedicated plant would have. And they are more for product development, or an initial stage, you know, market seeding and things like that. So it's not necessary that you can say that, oh, there will be so many X in terms of turnover ratio.
Okay. And this intermediate plant, what kind of assets can we be?
Sorry?
The intermediate plant that we are undertaking at the age, what kind of assets can we generate?
That also would be in the specialty chemical range.
Okay. And sir, you know, given you know all these CapEx plans will be completed by end of FY22, and we'll hopefully see to ramp up in them in all these five projects that we are undertaking in FY22. Can we expect the company to start next leg of CapEx for growth, as you are saying you already have projects from FY24 onwards, or it will take some more time to stabilize this CapEx and then go for another round of CapEx for the future growth?
Sorry, I couldn't understand the last part of your question. Can you, are you on a handset or?
I'll just come on.
Is it better now, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was asking, you know, all these CAPEX plans will be completed by end of FY22, and most probably FY23, we'll see a good ramp up in all the five projects that we are undertaking. So given, you know, at least for the sulfuric acid plant, the specialty chemical plant, and the Roha debottlenecking, we already seem to have decent visibility on the ramp up. So given that, can we expect the next round of CAPEX to be started by the company, let's say by end of FY23 or starting of FY24?
Yeah, surely. I mean, once this is complete, which is April 2022, then and we start generating cash flows, we'll look at the next stage of CapEx.
Sure. Okay.
But we can't, you know, as I said, we're not committing anything on that. But what I am committing is that until this is over, we are not going to do any more CapEx.
Okay. So it is not something that, you know, we'll reach a certain capacity utilization, then only we'll go for the CapEx, next round of CapEx, because the sulfuric acid plant at Dahej, the specialty chemical and debottlenecking, at least those seem to have decent visibility on revenue ramp-up side.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll take a call on further investment. But right now, all I can say is we are not going to do anything till April.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jeevan Patwa from Candy Floss Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Bimal, you said that you may think of putting a boric acid plant if not able to import it. So do you see the similar kind of ROC that, so our hurdle ROC, what we always said about new CapEx is 30%. So do you think we'll be able to make that ROC in this boric acid plant?
So the boric acid plant would be more in like a bulk chemical than a specialty chemical. It's not a specialty chemical by any means. So it would surely have the bulk chemical type of margins. But, and I also want to repeat that, you know, we can never compete internationally on technical grade boric acid made in India, because our scale of operation is very small compared to the global competitors, and there is no availability of the raw material in India. So our global competitors are sitting on their own mines, and they have capacity of hundreds of thousands of tons, whereas we would be talking about 10,000 tons, something like that. So we'll never be able to compete. This is why we have not made the investment all these years. You know, it doesn't make logical sense if you are in a free market. But if we continue to be in a sort of controlled market, then we'll have to take that call.
Okay, but is it like if we really think that we are not in a controlling position, does it make sense to even not look at it then, the boron business?
So we'll take a call. We haven't decided yet.
Yeah, so we not necessarily need to focus on boron business. If we are having better opportunities elsewhere, we can even think of putting some money somewhere else, right?
Absolutely. We'll take a call that time. You know, we'll take a view on government policy. You know, if government policy remains as it is, there could be better returns. If government policy is changing, then we may take a different view. Also, we look at the market for our downstream products. because our downstream products capacity utilization will increase and our volumes will increase if we have our own boric acid. So that's another factor in the decision making. So it's not a simple decision, and we'll take a call at the right time, but right now we are not going to make any investment decision.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Joinder Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Sir, I have only one question, that is on the bulk chemical side. You mentioned the sulfuric acid prices has gone up 20-25%, but we are not able to pass the prices to the end consumer. So what is the reason for that? Why can't we be able to pass the price?
No, I didn't give any indication on percentage increase in the sulfur price. I just said there's substantial increase. The reason we can't necessarily pass it on always is because it's a pure commodity, and it is by definition, not linked to your costs. So competitors may be selling it below cost. There could be surplus availability from imports. There could be surplus availability from byproducts, a wide variety of reasons. But it's not necessarily, we don't have any formulas which would link the raw material price with the finished product price, unlike in our specialty chemicals business.
Okay, okay. And one more question. So sorry, it may be a basic question as I'm new to this company. What are the end users, like what are the segments which the sulfuric acid is actually used, the major segments?
No, it goes in everything. It goes in all chemicals, from pigments to dyes to fertilizers to agrochemicals to, you know, tin plating of steel to you name it. You know, it goes in a wide, wide range. It's a very basic chemical which goes into every industry almost.
Okay, so just to clarify, the demand is very good, but because of the commodity set, we are not able to pass the price to the consumer.
Yes, we may not be able to. Sometimes we may be able to. It's pure market link. There's no predictability.
Okay, okay, okay. So just in case if we are able to pass the price, just in case, so are we looking for a margin again going up to 15-16%?
That's a hypothetical question. I can't answer that.
Okay, okay, yeah. Thank you, sir. That's also my question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bimal Gokuldas for his closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you all for being present and for all your questions and for showing interest in DMCC. And thank you to the Investment Lab for setting up this as well. I trust I've been able to answer all your questions, and we'll continue doing these conferences regularly and try to keep you updated as best as possible on progress that we are making on our projects as well as on our new products, existing products, etc. So thank you all again for your support. And with that, I'm handing it back to Abhishek.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf